to all my smokers that have many women as grace this podcast, but not as many as stunning as this one I'm looking at right now. God, fellas, when I looked up, I said, oh.
That's a very sweet compliment. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. So how you ran across... we got a lot to talk about. I saw you with the homie, Princess Jimmy. And everything. Yep. And how did you hook up with her and how y'all meet?
We actually connected on FetLife. So you know what FetLife
is? Oh yeah, I'm on FetLife.
Okay. So I think we just either I was following her, she followed me. I don't know how it happened, but I don't know. We started commenting on each other's pictures, and then she was like, I'd really love to meet and set up a shoot, and I'd love to just meet you. And so there was like a little bit where we just kept like our schedules weren't lining up. And then I think the first time we met was actually on our plaza or when we were at the plaza. And we have those pictures together where we're both in the bikinis and then we're playing with the strap on. That's the first time we met.
So playing with a strap on, people. What a way to meet.
Yeah. We got really comfortable. I got comfortable with all of them really quick.
So you was filming before that, am I correct?
I was, but I wasn't really like at the level of filming and doing more like professional quality stuff. I was more so just kind of taking pictures of myself and my room and yeah.
Goodness. So how long have you been in the business?
Not very long. I would say since June of last year. So last June.
Shit, well, it seems like you done made some headwinds since you've been in it since June.
I hope so. I feel like I haven't been doing enough.
Well, I mean, the business takes time, you know.
Yeah.
And everything. I mean, you in the spot for it. Being
mm-hmm.
with it.
Oh, definitely.
Everybody's going. And I'm pretty sure you're probably going to stick your head in the AVNs, right?
I am. I have three studios I'm working with. I've got one, Blush Erotica. I'm shooting with them while they're here in town during AVNs. And then I'm shooting for Plumper Pass. And then I'm shooting for Queer Crush. So I have those, but it's going to be like one this month and then like two the next month.
Hold on, wait a second. She's smiling though while I'm smiling, which she's about to hear it in a minute because we're about to get to the particular. But you been in the business since June and you about to shoot with two well-known, well-respected companies for your AVN, you know, period.
I'm very thankful for these opportunities, and I see it as a huge opportunity for all of this. So I'm like wanting to do the best I can, make sure I make people proud, I show up and do what they're expecting me to do.
And to the other thing too, before I even get into particulars, I'm jealous because she went to fucking SmackDown at MGM.
I loved it.
I'm a wrestling fanatic, so there you go. We're going to be talking about a lot of shit today.
I know. I heard that in one of your other interviews that you did with somebody that you said that you love pro wrestling because they were in the pro wrestling business. And so I was like, oh, okay, we might have something in common.
See, there you go. And with that being said, hello, smokers.
Hello.
Y'all know what it is. AVN-nominated. Podcast known as the Smokers Lounge, and I'm your host, Kavanaugh, the Southern Champ, aka the Porn Rap Star. Find all my links with one link, allmylinks.com/pornrapstar. Let me tell you about three sponsors that we know and love. The first one being the Facebook of the LS community, lsworld.com. Next up, the highest adult magazine in the game, eroticismmagazine.com. And last but not least, and she'll be working with during her AVNs, we're talking about award-winning, award-nominated voiceover with some smut. And they even have a, hopefully, award-winning virtual reality side of their website. I'm talking about none other than blusherotica.com. Also, proud member of the GW District Black Podcasting Network. So go over to shopgwdistrict.com and buy something. Why don't you? Also, check us out 5 days out of the week in the mornings at fullswapradio.com as I chop it up with the industry's best and brightest, and we'll give you the real smoke about the industry. And also find me on skyhawkafterdarktv.com as well as the BGP LLC app. So with that being said, I'm going to sit back and let this gorgeous, sexy, freaky for what I can see, newbie, but she don't seem to be one, introduce herself. Go ahead, babe.
Hi, I'm Roxy Hart. I am a BBW adult model living in Las Vegas. Mm. And I'm 31 years old. I'm a Pisces.
Mm. Sexy to the motherfucker. But anyway, so like, how is it being a BBW living in Vegas? Because we know how Vegas is the showgirl city and all that. How is it like that with being a BBW out there?
I'm going to preface this answer with saying that I'm not the Princess Gemini would probably be the best person to ask this, because so far for me, I feel like it's great. I know that there's not as many BBW events that we would like to have. We did the BBW night, the strip night. We had that at Hustler nightclub back in like October around Halloween. The turnout for that was really great. And so I loved being at that event. I loved being one of the hosts for that event. It's definitely something that we would love to do more of, because I know for a fact that there's a ton of BBW models here, and we would just love to be able to have the opportunity to showcase more of the community aspect, and really getting these girls into that fetish genre.
So wait a second. So did you strip?
I did not. I've never stripped before, and I didn't want to be doing something that I know that I did not have confidence doing. So I was just like, nope, I'll watch everybody else and I will learn. Maybe next time I will do it.
But I bet you were still getting tipped, won't you?
No, I was not. I was more so tipping the other girls.
Oh my gosh. I would have tipped you. Really. I ain't dancing. You still look good here, girl. Just look pretty.
Yep, that's where I like to be.
I just
sit around, chill. I don't need to do anything.
So when you was asked to host, you know, so how did it feel? Because you only been in the business since June, and you're hosting a BBW night.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying?
It was, I was really nervous. I worked on my outfit for a long time, but then once I figured out that I didn't have to dance, it took a lot of the anxiety off. And so when I knew that I was going with my friends anyways, I was just like, okay, well, I'm just going to smoke, have a good time. People are going to see me. They'll know who I am. I printed out a bunch of my pictures and signed them and put them in the VIP gift bag. So at least I got my name out there. And yeah, but it was a really big honor. I mean, it was my first like red carpet experience, and the girls were just so great and so kind and welcoming. I don't know. That's why I want to do more of them, because it was just so fun. And then if we did more, then maybe I'd get up there and dance.
Yeah, because some tell me you can dance a little bit. Some
well, I used to dance in high school, so I know how to do it. Yeah. I just am like, in front of people, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. She bet. Look, she get up there, be moving each cheek separately. Oh, you're like, I thought you were scared. she looking like that thing. She up there working the pole dance. So let's go back in the time machine. What got Roxy Hart into porn?
I've always been interested in porn ever since I was a little girl. I was the one stealing my dad's Playboys in the house.
Oh damn.
Yeah, I always gravitated towards lesbian porn. And so that was something that, like, since I was literally in middle school, I liked it. I loved looking at my dad's Playboys. I wanted to be one of those girls. And so it really was until I mean, I just started, you know, taking more pictures of myself, putting myself out there, feeling my confidence, feeling beautiful in my body. And then it started to garner more attention. It's not like I went in with this goal. It was just, you know, I'm somebody that when I have opportunities presented to me, I just take them and I have no expectations. If this all like crashes and burns tomorrow, I'm going to be completely happy with myself knowing that I had a really fun experience. So it just happened that way. It just happened into people like to see me. They wanted to see me do more stuff. And I was just like, okay, if this is what you want, like, let's see how far we can take this rocket.
And that's doing pictures. And then you start doing videos. Now, was your first video solo? Solos? Or did you just start doing like some boy girl stuff?
I think the first videos that I really did were blowjob videos on my husband. Just to get like more comfortable. I did a few solos. I'm very self-critical, so I typically end up deleting like most of everything I filmed.
You found out how hard it is to film a solo.
Yeah, I've nitpicked myself so much. So that's why I'm really happy I have these opportunities, because it's able to me to have a nice video taken of me and a lot of people get to see it. And I feel like it just hits two birds with one stone.
Oh, my God. So shoot. So like I said, so how did you, so was your husband, so of course your husband was your stunt digger first. So how would that conversation went to get him to get on camera?
Oh, so easy. Are you kidding me? Well, so easy. Yeah, because he has his own little porn adventure going on right now. So he does a lot of cunnilingus work. He does massage. He does blowjob point of view. And then he also has a little game show he's working on as well. That's we're working on getting contestants for. It's a Naughty Nerds. It's like having a girl sit there with a toy in front of her and doing a trivia contest.
So he was already doing content and filming.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you just kind of fell in a little bit per se.
Yeah. I was just more so like, I want to do this. Can you help me? Can you do all my stuff for me and make it look so good? And so he's been the one behind everything pretty much. He's really good at posing me. Mm. He knows exactly what angles everybody wants to see.
So unlike most ladies that break into the business, you had someone that kind of guided you somewhat because they were already doing it. So it wasn't like when you did your first shoot, you feel what I'm saying, which was with not involving him.
Right.
You were somewhat already prepared for what it means to be in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I used to, back in, I want to say it was like 2012, I was really active on Tumblr. I was a Tumblr BBW girl. So I had about 4,000 followers on Tumblr. So I already had an idea of how to take good pictures of myself, you know, how to market myself and gain that following. I just took a very long break and then got a little bit more mature and, you know, could figure out how to carry myself better. And then I just came back, and with him, with his help, it's just really propelled me.
So now, y'all, I guess, got to the point, had the conversation, because, of course, you know, husband and wife had the conversation of you now working with guys outside of him in front of the camera. Was y'all swingers in this time frame?
So I haven't really worked with any other men as far as filming boy-girl scenes. We are active in the lifestyle community. Mm-hmm. We have been in a polyamorous relationship. We've had girlfriends before. We had a polyamorous relationship. Let me tell you something. Girls are so dramatic. And it's like, listen, there's only room for one brat in this relationship. I'm not dealing with another bitch's drama. It's either me or her. Cause I'm not dealing with.
Y'all heard from a woman that y'all are that tough to deal with.
Huh?
I said, y'all heard, they heard from another woman that women are tough to deal with. There you go.
Mm-hmm. So just so difficult. I don't have the patience. So I'd rather just eat some pussy every now and then, you know, see a girl at the club, do something about it, and then just go home and just.
Now, the reason why I say that, like, for example, because you're about to shoot with Plumper Pads. I already know how Clint does this, you know, period. Because it would probably be your first time working with a male other than your husband.
That's actually going to be Gemini and I's very first official girl-girl video scene is going to be
with. So you're girl-girl, so ain't going to be no boy-girl.
No. I am not in right now and in the near future, not really working with any boy-girl scenes. Because I really like to save that part of myself for my husband, but then also I'm exploring my bisexuality at the same time. And so I only came out as bisexual when I was 30, so 2 years ago. And so it's just like 30 years of something that I've been kind of holding back. And this is my opportunity to be the girl that I watched growing up, to be, you know, the lesbian girl that is fucking everybody and all the girls. And that's in everything.
How does it feel to finally be your goddamn self? How does it feel, baby?
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Because I know you were like, I love pussy, but I can't really say I love pussy. You feel? And see, the beauty of our business is allows us the grace of discovery of our sexuality.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Oh, 100%.
Because it allows us to be that. So now here's the question, because I always ask the hard questions. I don't sugarcoat nothing. Do you worry that with your advantage, because I know that you want to be a big name in this business, to a certain extent. Do you worry that the fact that you're taking boy girl off the table is going to hurt you to get to that plateau?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And I already know that that might hinder me in a lot of areas. And I'm perfectly fine with that. Because this is something
Plumber pants called your ass.
I know. But the thing is that this is something that I did not plan for. And I'm going to stick to my boundaries of what I want. And if that doesn't take me far enough, then that's okay. Then I'm perfectly happy with where I'm at right now. So, and I completely understand if that's something that people, you know, are like, hey, this is something that we really want to see from you and we're not going to see. So I don't want to follow you or I don't want to be invested in you. I understand that. And I hope that some of my content is something that you would want to see. But if not, that's okay. Because at this time right now, I don't really, it's not something.
So with your husband, do he work with others?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he doesn't do intercourse or penetration. So he only works within his parameters as well. And so that's
his parameter is more of a fetish-based parameter. It's not boy-girl, you know what I'm saying, hardcore porn, as they would call it.
Exactly.
Okay. So now, because you're with a lot of females that I've been talking to, and actually a trend that's actually happening due to the TTS and new tests and stuff like that, that women are looking for more content partners for the most part, and everything. Because one, guess what she ain't got to worry about? She ain't got to worry about TTS but so goddamn much, see? So that's the beauty of it. Less money she got to spend. There you go.
Well, I'm not spend money, but yeah, less worries.
Because let's keep on. You're doing girl on girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a chance you can catch something, but it's a lower chance you can catch something versus you talking to do. You know, period. But also, you also satisfying that they're seeing you with somebody other than your hubby. But here's the kicker, though. How do y'all create it to where it's not hubby all the time? You get what I'm coming from? Meaning that they might ask you, they say you might get a DM, be like, yo, who is that dude you was fucking? Damn, he fucked the brakes off of you. You know what I'm saying? That's a new dude. You get where I'm coming from? That, like, me and my wife, we're married. She was in porn. She was a legend. All that good shit. We filmed together. I filmed a lot of scenes with her. I was her resident male talent. We figured out a way to where they might have saw me, but they didn't see me the same way every time. So how do y'all configure to where it's not same shit, different scene? You know what I'm saying? To where you would not bore your fan base and you're still giving them some creativity. And you get where I'm coming from?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I have a good answer for that because I haven't hit there yet. Everybody seems really happy with what I'm doing right now. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure what a good answer to that would be. We haven't hit there yet. I know with my stuff and my scenes, I really like to not do the same thing twice. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I feel like I would really like to, I feel like in that situation, in that scenario, I would do what I can to kind of switch it up and see like, okay, well, can we do it outside? You know, can we do it?
Say this is that what I hate with couple porn, because where you in is in that couple porn situation, is that you, okay.
It gets repetitive.
People know about to go, all right. No sugarcoating. You are a sex symbol. Part of being a sex symbol is you're every man's fantasy in every type way he can think of. Us as porn stars, female porn stars, must be able to give him every, like Shaka Khan said, I'm every woman. It's all in me. Yeah, she got to be every woman. I need to see the librarian. I need to see the girl next door. I need to see the cheat. It can be that, yeah, she's married and she's fucking the best friend, but she's actually sucking the husband's dick. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the reason why, because you never underestimate the intelligence of a foreign fan. They never want to be bored. You know, period. Oh. They want to see you in different
and I wouldn't want to bore anybody.
Yeah.
I always try to be very entertaining.
Yeah, so, you know, so it's kind of like, and two, also, you don't want to be doing the same thing in year two that you were doing in year one.
Mm-hmm. You
know? Because the reason why I'm saying this is, and y'all know why, look the fuck at her. You're looking at another legend. because it's the way this, because I've been in the business, I was a talent for 15 years, been in the business over 20. Ladies have a way of now, they don't have to go the traditional route to make money in this business and be a name.
Mm-hmm.
It's just being creative with your content and the whole nine. That's the key. And also looking like money, because I can see from your pictures, you take pride in taking your pictures. Because let's be honest, look at some of the girls, they melding in with their pictures, give them a bullshit ass self and let's go. So with you, how much do you take into account your look, your image, and the whole nine? Because even though, yeah, you ain't doing boy, girl, you still have a brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So how much do you take into account your image when it comes to your marketing, your promotion, and the scenes that you shoot?
I take a lot of effort into my account, and I can segue that into a story that happened today where I had a photo shoot scheduled at 10 a.m. and it was a vanilla photo shoot. It was, you know, me and cowgirl wear. And it was at one of the dry lake beds here in town. So it just happens to be an hour away from my house. This was a photo shoot that's been scheduled for 3 weeks. And I saw the outfit choices that I needed to wear. And they were very revealing, you know, summertime cowgirl pictures. So I spent 3 weeks finding the perfect boots, finding the perfect shirt. I borrowed earrings from somebody because they were perfect. I got up at 5 o'clock this morning. I prepped like my go bag. So it has like all my makeup and everything. I spent about 3 hours on my hair and makeup. I'm a very like, I have a lot of OCD. So all of my stuff, I like to take my time, be as perfect as I can. I make sure everything matches. I have a color palette for everything. I brought three outfits to this photographer and to this photo shoot today. And the photographer texted me while I was there saying that it was too cold and that he did not want to show up. So I spent like 5 hours today getting ready for a photo shoot, prepared to stand in the freezing, you know, 30 temp degree days. And I was going to be perfectly fine with it because that's the role of a model, is you just, you sit there and you help somebody come, their vision come to life. And he just completely dropped the ball. So luckily my husband is a photographer and he took all my pictures today and he did a phenomenal job. But so yeah, that was something that, you know, I took a lot.
How often did you and husband butt head on the damn photos? How often did you and husband butt head doing the photo shoot? Because I used to do photo shoots for my wife, and we used to butt heads on some of that shit.
We've gotten really. I'm okay. So my husband is the dominant in our, like, we're dom sub. Yeah. So I'm really good at listening to his directions. So I don't really put up much of a fight anymore. I know that he's doing the best for me, and he's doing the angles that I want. So. It's a little bit better, but
can we hurry up with the standing shoes? These heels is hurting. Come on, baby. Give me about 5 more minutes. Give me 5 more minutes. Come on, man.
He can be really curt on set. So he's just like, yeah. And he's done photos for Gemini too. So he's very like, stop moving.
Oh, yeah.
But then, you know, he's like, I'm so sorry I had to say that, but look at how great this picture is. And then we're like, okay, we understand.
So yeah, because I've been looking at some of Gemini's, you know, most recent photos and shit. I was like, man, who the fuck be taking these shit? This shit's fire.
He took the Santa ones, like all of our Christmas ones, and then he took all of our Killer Clowns from Outer Space ones.
That was fire, yo. I was going to say, I love the Killer Clown shit y'all did. Did y'all do a scene with that?
We didn't do a scene. So I'm somebody, because I haven't done video yet, I get really nervous in front of a camera, so it's a lot easier right now for me to work with pictures. So that's why we did the pictures for that one. But yeah, it was really fun. We have the outfits still. We can just put it on real quick.
I say y'all should, dude. And since you only do lesbian porn, I say it should be a threesome with three girls. I'm just saying, putting it out there.
Might have to find another mask.
Let's see. Y'all dominate her. You get what I'm saying? It's y'all the Killer Clowns. And y'all came in and y'all taught this teenager, what have you, and y'all just have y'all way with her. You get what I'm saying? That should be hot. Yeah.
Should we do it in the same alley, or you think we should do it in a studio?
I think it should be in the alley. It'll be more grittier. It'll be way grittier of a scene, because the way that the Killer Clown look, it has to be gritty. It can't be no pretty type shit.
I know. It can't be good. It can't be 4K.
No, it can't. So and two and on top of that, somebody got to wear the strap on. I'm just saying. Ooh. Somebody needs to have on the strap on. We need to see some big dick energy people.
I need to get more strap-ons. I need to get more dildos. Everybody's telling me to share my wish list, and I share it, and it's nothing but dildos. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess nobody wants to see me with anything.
Learn. Strap-on. For your shit, because see, here's the key. If a girl, I'm about to give you girls that want to do nothing but girl-on-girl, and you ain't got to fuck a dude, be the stroker. Mm-hmm. And take the stroke. Learn how to stroke with the strap-on. Because one, you'll get more dudes to watch the shit, because that's how we can really watch girl on girl. For some apparent reason, we love to watch her get hit with the strap on, you know, period. Because Pinky.
Sexy as fuck, though, too.
And it's sexy as fuck.
I have a double-ended dildo that I've been like begging somebody to use with me, and I can't find anybody. And I'm like, okay, well, I have this really good idea. But I love the strap on. I like to be the one with the strap, and I like to have a doggy style. It's really nice.
So now with keeping up with content, keeping up with updates, how often do you try to film?
Once a month. I know that I should be doing more, but I have a vanilla job. you know, so it's just like, I work Monday through Friday, I've got the weekends, you know, to catch up on life. So it's really whenever I can find time, or unless I have a photo shoot. If I have a photo shoot, then, you know, if I can have a photo shoot lined up once a week, you know, then we'd be golden. But if I'm, you know, in between shoots and I need to pump out some content really quick, then I'll just be like, hey, I'm gonna spend, you know, Saturday afternoon upstairs and leave me alone. I'm just kidding.
So, because see, it's kind of like, it, I always talk about girls diversity buying this shit. What's some of the things, God, I know that you knew, what's some of the things you're looking into within the parameter of the porn world? Like custom videos, camming, any of that you're looking into trying to get into in order to increase your money and also increase your visibility.
Right. I do want to get into camming. That's something that I've been talking.
I can see you camming and do well at it.
That's what everybody says. I just haven't bitten the bullet. And like, I have the camera set up. I have is it Live Jasmine? I have that set up, and I have a bunch of other, like I have Chatterbait set up, but I just like to find time to sit down for a few hours. And then, you know, to do that, it's just something that I haven't found time yet. But if I had like a response saying like, oh, you know, you don't need to build your fan base from zero and, you know, work for a few days to get some stuff. If I knew that people were there expecting me, you know, I know that's kind of hard to say, but it would be more of like, okay, I really need to do this. But right now it's just something that like, I know I need to do and I just haven't done. I'm waiting for ABNs to die down, honestly.
You waiting for what?
The ABNs.
The ABNs, oh yeah. Yeah. So now the other question I wanted to ask, damn, I had it now, I lost my train of thought. So you see what happened when you talk to a beautiful woman and makes, she's a wonderful distraction, just makes you lose your, you know, no disrespect to your husband. But this is what it was. I got it. The way that you're moving, because I've been saying this, the porn stars now are moving like the IG models. Because the past 2 years, the IG models been drifting closer towards porn. Because now you got more IG models, they got OnlyFans, they got some fucking on their OnlyFans. It might be one or two scenes or three, but they got it. And they really don't promote that. To me, do you think the way that you're moving, because you're only really doing girl on girl with very little boy girl or with your husband, is opening it up to possibly gaining more mainstream opportunities?
Are you saying, I think it might hinder me from getting more mainstream opportunities?
Enable you to get more mainstream, because the reason why I ask that, because you're not it's more the boy girl porn that people look at, right, down upon than the girl mm-hmm. to keep it 100, because right, that's where the girls, they sit there and say, can't you, once you do porn, you ain't do nothing else. They talking about them fucking a dude. She ain't fucking a dude. The only dude she fucking her husband, so y'all can't say shit. But you know what I'm saying? So do you think it might open you up to more mainstream stuff? Because like I said, you move as like an IG model moves. You feel me? Yeah, you might have, you know, some titty pics here and there, but you ain't on your Twitter page, you ain't got a lot of fucking and sucking up there, babe. You feel what I'm coming from? So do you think it might lend you to get more? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I like to keep my social medias as like a portfolio resume. I did hear one time of somebody saying that when you're part of those retweet groups on Twitter, you can get so lost. If somebody's coming to look at your page as like a brand or, you know, a company, they have to keep scrolling to find you, you know, then it's going to be hard for them to want to book you. And so I really took that into consideration, and I try to keep all my stuff as like an array of things that I can do. So, and that's why I say, like, I'm just so open to just possibilities and opportunities in general, because I don't like I said, I don't really have a plan. I know it's probably not like what you want to hear, but I don't really have a plan for this.
Not because if you want to be truthful about it, let me make this perfectly clear. You think I had a fucking plan for this shit when I walked into this? the reason why I got into it was to help girls break in, because part of what I was doing with my music business.
Right.
You know, and I saw the money that could be made from it, but I didn't know how to do it. I had to talk to people to figure out how to do it. And also it took trial and error. So it's not like, you can find a book to find out how to break into the music business. You can look at YouTube shit to tell you how to put together a god dang it to make a fucking rocket ship out of this bitch. But there ain't too much shit that can tell you about the porn industry, you know, period.
Right.
So it's kind of like, because you're to the point where the one thing you can't be ready for, the work you have to be, you have to put in, you know. Because even though, no, you don't do the editing or you don't do the editing, that's lucky for you.
I do a lot of my own editing. A lot of the stuff that my husband does, he'll do editing on his end, and then a lot of stuff I'll do editing on my end, just because like I'll have a very specific vision of like a picture that I have, and so it's like, okay, let me have this. But a lot of stuff he does as well.
Did you realize the work that it took behind this to even get to make the money? Because a lot of people come into business, they think it's easy and the money is given.
No. It's not.
See,
I wish it was as people said it was. And it was just like free flowing. And then you sign up for OnlyFans and in a day you're like top 1%, you know. I wish that's how it worked, but.
Mm-mm. No, because see, people, the thought process, it takes one video. No, it takes more than one video to get sales.
Yeah.
And plus, in this day and age, y'all have way more ways to make money than the men do.
I hear that a lot. Yeah.
Y'all have dick ratings. Stop.
That is, I know, that and the jerk-off instructions. I feel like those are super, like, cash money. I feel like that's just easy for somebody just to do it real quick.
So speaking about that, because you just mentioned fetish, what fetishes are you looking into dabbling into?
It's a good question. I like to be on the receiving end a lot of fetishes. So I'm an exhibitionist. That's why I really started taking the pictures in the first place and putting them online, is because, you know, I enjoy people seeing me and you know, jerking off to me. That's one of my favorite things to hear about. And so that's something that, you know, I love being fucked in front of people. My husband and I go to Whispers, which is a sex club here. And so we like playing in front of people, and I like to, you know, it like turns me on a little bit knowing that like people, you know who I am, and they're like, oh my gosh, like she's over there fucking like in front of everybody. You know, I like doing that. But as far as the fetishes and stuff that I'm interested in filming, I would love to be on the receiving end of a smothering video.
Ooh.
And that's like, I don't know. I just have like this need to like have a lot of weight on me. I like that. And I've been asked to do some ball busting videos. So that's something I'm considering.
Oh my goodness. So now the smothering would be interesting because you don't see too much woman on woman smothering. And everything, which I think woman on woman type fetish shit, like woman on woman ass worshiping. And stuff of that nature. I think a lot of girls don't really dibble dabble into fetishes where it's woman on woman enough.
Yeah.
You know, period. And plus on top of that, it gives a certain sex appeal to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I'll ask you, you say you're submissive, so would you work with a female dom?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. I just wouldn't want to be the dominant because I'm not dominant at all. So I would need to play my natural submissive.
That would be hot. She'd be riding the girl dildo out of this bitch. Riding the dildo.
maybe she'll use the double dildo on me. Who knows?
Yeah, because I can't wait to see what Blush do with you, because like the girl-on-girl stuff that I saw they have done, it's just so fucking sexy. It's just damn.
I know. And they're so... I love their like their filming style too. I mean, it really is like how they follow it, and it's slow motion sometimes, and you have the voiceover. It's just I just adore it.
Yeah, because it's because girl on girl has a certain sexualness, because even mm-hmm. even when y'all pounding and being rough with each other, it's still like sexy. It's just not gritty.
Right.
Oh my God. So shoot. So now, how do you balance it all? Because you're working 9 to 5 and you do this, you know, and both of y'all are doing the business. So how do y'all balance it?
We keep a schedule. We definitely work a calendar. So my husband will do his shoots mainly on the weekdays, and then I schedule my shoots on the weekends. So that way, if I'm working and then he has a shoot, he can go to shoot and then he'll be back home. Usually we keep our shoots around like 2, 3, 4 hours. And then I'm with him, watching him as he edits. And then we make sure that we save time for like our little private shoots that we like to do.
Yeah, because see, the hardest part is balancing it and the mental health of it, because the chase of the bag can be mentally taxing.
Mm-hmm.
So, period. How do you avoid fatigue?
Fatigue. That's why I try to space my stuff out. That's why I really am like, okay, I can do one shoot this month. You know, back in June, I really overworked myself. I wanted to just do as much as I could. So I think I had 2 weeks where I did like 7 shoots in a row. And it was so horrible. And like, I was just basically running on fumes. I wasn't eating because I was nervous all the time. And once I did that, I was really happy that I got as much content as I did, because after that happened, I was like, I need like a month just off to where I don't have to do anything. You know, I can slowly put this stuff up. And so that's why I've really paced myself. I'm like, okay, I did Halloween. We did that shoot. And then for Christmas, I did my Christmas shoot. You know, I have one planned for Valentine's Day. My birthday's in March, so I have one planned for that. And after that, you know, it's more so like, okay, well, then I'll figure it out once I get closer. But right now, these are the ones that I have, you know, set in motion. And if somebody wants to come and work, then, you know, I would just say like, okay, well, then we can do it, you know, this time. But I really like to have at least 2 weeks between each shoot, just to kind of relax and like have my mind prepared for the next one, so I'm not just so overworking myself.
So, Aim, I know that you work with your husband, so it's probably a lot of freaky shit that y'all probably do. Do you offer anal scenes with
him? Ooh, anal. I haven't dipped my toes into that yet. He told me it's going to happen. He said one day I'm just going to slip it in and you're not even going to know. And I was like, okay, well then, I guess we'll deal with it then, I guess, if, you know, but he hasn't done it yet. So he was like, one day I'm going to.
If you're doing this the way you're doing porn, and I'm not knocking anybody that you're making yourself more exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
That means that they can only see you one or two places or one place, you know, period. Do you think that gives you advantage versus others when it comes to money making in this business?
So my thing is that I didn't want to have, like, I have all my websites and everything. I have the, you know, is it Sell My Clips? For Clips for Sale, I have that. And I have, you know, like my ex-hamster, I have a lot of stuff. Again, it really goes into the whole, like, I have mainly my audience is on FetLife. So my FetLife usually gets, you know, most of my stuff. And then plus on FetLife, they're not really looking for, you know, studio quality stuff. They just want something to jerk it to. So, you know, and then I have a few things on Pornhub. I don't, because they're not, which I think that they could be better shot, better produced, I kind of just like to keep them right there until I have some better quality stuff that I could really put out. But as far as my OnlyFans, because I don't pump out content as much as, you know, a lot of other girls, I don't feel like it's right for me to charge people a subscription fee. So yes, I leave completely free. And that's where I know I can put up all of my stuff and it's not going to be taken down by Twitter. It's not going to be shadow banned, or it's not going to be taken down by Facebook or Instagram. I can just put it all there and whoever wants to see it. And if they want to see more of me, it's there. you know, but right now I really just want to build up my portfolio and my repertoire before I can justify to myself that, okay, this is now something that somebody is going to need to pay for, and they're going to have to go to this site to do it. And this is where I'm going to have all of this specific stuff on this website. I just like to kind of right now have it all, you know, where I can manage it.
Yeah, because, I think to you with your, because you do focus on the quality, I think that helps you. Because sometimes when you're not able to handle the quantity, if you offset it with the quality of what you do, it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole kicker. That's why I tell females, it doesn't matter. Whether you consider yourself a content creator or a porn star, you have to give the people good quality, because that makes them want to spend that money. That justifies it. Mm-hmm. You know, because, I mean, people get tired of as much as we talk that reality shit, people get tired of it. Why they go right back to, they want to see the pro looking shit.
Right. So,
or close to pro. You know, period. And we talking, so people understand this, lighting, nice camera, now majority of cell phones got nice cameras on it. You know, if you want to use your cell phone, you know, hey, invest in a fucking stand for that bitch instead of you holding it all the goddamn
time. I'm on my phone right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know, period. Like, right now, I see right now, that's why I said webcam, yeah, because your background and the whole shit. Look like you got a webcam studio right there as we speak.
No, I picked a really good angle.
Oh, my goodness. So what you wearing?
So this is I'm wearing leggings underneath, so, and I have socks on. But yeah, so it's just this little top. It's actually a bodysuit, but my ass is too fat, it doesn't fit, so I just made it into a shirt.
Yeah, I'm just giving you you premium smokers just watching this, a preview for when we bring on the premium smoke room. And y'all know what that is, the premium smoke room now on loyal fans. I was about to say the other bullshit, but no, on loyal fans. Y'all know what it is. 5 premium podcasts for you to enjoy. 3 sexy co-hosts for you to look at, as well as, you know, I bring special guests all the fucking time. What happens in the premium smoke room? It gets more candid, it gets more wild, it gets more unpredictable. The titties come out, dildos might come out. You don't know what might happen unless you subscribe. $24.99 a month, and it's worth it, because we drop new episodes all the time, plus special event episodes, stuff like that, because I plan to do some traveling and go to a content house or two. So, yeah, I'm going to put content. And it's only exclusively on loyal fans. So now, with that being said, we're at the end of a wonderful one. And you know, people, I didn't even get deep like I could with this interview, because, you know, I don't hold no one up. So, you know, I got to ask them $1 million question. Can I call you a smoke buddy?
Oh, of course. Are you kidding me? I would be honored to be a smoke buddy.
She say no more. So she'll be back to the award nominated and hopefully award winning podcast, STO. The STO stands for Smoke This Over, the Smoker's Lounge. And we're going to bring her to the premium smoke room. So, you know, she might show y'all some titties.
I might.
We might, but you got to subscribe, people. So with that being said, Miss Roxy Hart, tell everybody where they can spend money on you.
I like people to buy me things. So if you want to hit up my wish list, it's in my Twitter bio.
Oh, my goodness. So
I don't have any paid content right now, just because I'm too much of an attention whore. It's what I like to tell people. I like to get as many views as I can.
Now I'm going to tell you what's funny, right? You better check. You better get on your dean once you do these shoots.
See, hold on.
Before I close this out, y'all know I got to give a consultation to newbies. Cause see, so you can understand this. I like talking to newbies. The reason why, cause I want people to see the spectrum. Person that just coming in to the person that been in for 10 years, you know, period. So y'all can see a common thread of how to be successful in this business, you know. I'm telling you this now. You about to shoot with Plumper Pass. I got to ask you this question. Do you know who Plumper Pass was before you shot with him?
I did.
Okay, so you know, okay. We already know about Blush. Woman, you better get your content up.
I know.
Because when those scenes drop, I'm going to say this to you. Which would you rather have happen? When they go, after seeing you on Plumper Pass, they go Google Roxy Hart, and they don't see shit that they can spend money on. Do you want me to go back to Plumper Pass? Or would you rather them to come to you?
See? I'd rather them come to me.
Because let me tell you what they're going to do. As soon as they see your sexy ass with Princess Gemini, which, shouts out to Gemini for getting on Plumper Pass. That's what I'm talking. I told her she was going to be the shit when I met her. Stop playing. You can ask her. And when I tell you you're going to be the shit, I never lie. Always happens. And you're just funny when a girl be like, no, I don't believe. I'm like, okay, keep thinking that. Okay, I'm letting you know. I've been doing this 15 years. I sent girls to the big companies, so I know what they're looking for. Get your shit up.
I'm telling you,
because, and trust me, a lot of male times are gonna watch this is crying right now. They're like, you sure, fuck, don't do.
Well, maybe they'll get the hint and they'll just kind of like leave my Instagram DMs or leave my Twitter DMs and just be like, okay, I heard through the grapevine.
Oh no, because see, motherfuckers want to be that. See, the other part of the business is people want to be the first.
I know.
So, you know, period. But no, it's like I tell females, stick with what your brand does, you know, period. And stick with what makes you comfortable.
Mm-hmm. If you're I not love comfortable, stick lesbian.
Yeah. Because two, when you stop having fun and you're not comfortable, you're not going to enjoy the business and you're not going to continue making money.
And you're not going to be happy with yourself.
Mm-mm. Because like Jay-Z said, I did it my way. So with that being said, we're at the end of this. And you know how we end these things all the time. Yeah. The slogan that got me nominated. Life is a learning experience. What's the point of the experience? If you haven't learned anything, smoke this over. Say goodbye to him, Ms. Hart.
Goodbye. Mwah.